You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 11, Episode 12 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In this season, we're focusing on lessons from the book of Proverbs. In today's episode, we're going to wrap up this season by talking about committing our works to the Lord. Let's get started. The passage we're going to look at is Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. As we go through this episode, we're going to be looking at this passage and just drawing out some lessons and seeing what the wise man has to say here. This passage begins, verse 1, by talking about the plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. When it talks about the plans of the heart, this is talking about the thoughts and motives of man. These are ours. These belong to us. Our plans, our thoughts, our motives, those are what we have. But truth, which is what the wise man is meaning when he talks about the proper answer of the tongue. When we think about what is right, not just what anything that we might say, but what is right and what is true, what is the proper and good answer of the tongue, that is from God. Truth is from God. All of the other thoughts and intentions and motives that we have, those are ours. The plans that we make, those are ours. But truthfulness, that is from God. So we always need to look to God as the source of truth, not to our own hearts. The Lord, through the prophet Jeremiah, reminded us of the danger of just following our heart rather than following the Lord. When he said in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is more deceitful than all else. And so as we begin this, we need to understand that, well, our plans, our intentions, our thoughts, our motivations, those belong to us, but we cannot use those as a standard. God's word is our standard. In verse 2, it says, all the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. We are free to choose what we are going to do in this life. We're free to choose our actions. We have free will. We will do what we choose to do. And what will happen then, as we are free to choose, we are going to do what seems right to us. That what we do with pure motives. We do because we believe what we are doing is right. We may not always be doing right, but what we do, generally speaking, we do because we believe it's the right thing to do. The ways of a man are clean in his own sight. As we look at ourselves, well, we're doing what we believe is good, what we believe is right. But the Lord weighs the motives. God will hold us accountable for all that we do. And so he goes on in verse 3 and says, commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established. We have to commit our works to the Lord. We have to submit to God and submit to his will. And so as we recognize what we've seen already in this passage, we make our own plans. We make our own decisions about what we are going to do. And if we ignore God and we just rely on what seems right to us, well, we're going to do what seems good and seems right. We're going to have a good conscience about this, but we need to commit our works to the Lord because his ways are right. Even if what we would have done or what we would have thought originally, that might be different. And oftentimes it is different. We have to do what God has said. Commit our works to the Lord. Submit to him in everything. This is about obedience. And as we follow the Lord, as we obey the Lord, our plans will be established. And then the next two verses, verses 4 and 5, it says, "The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished." Now, this passage is not teaching that God is meticulously micromanaging every mundane moment of our lives so that everything happens for a reason. When it talks about God making everything for a purpose, it means that God's will is going to be accomplished, and the future of all things is in the hands of God. So rather than looking at this and saying that, well, every little detail and every little thing that happened, well, God must have arranged for that to happen, God is looking at the broader scope. We are looking at details. God is looking at everything. God made everything for its purpose. And those who are wicked will one day face punishment if they don't turn from their wickedness, if they don't do, as verse 3 said, commit their works to the Lord so that their plans could be established. If they don't do that, then what has God purposed? Well, the righteous are going to be rewarded, but the wicked are going to be punished. They will face that punishment. And one who, in his arrogance, believes that he's exempt from that, verse 5 says he is an abomination to the Lord. Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. As long as this person refuses to repent, which is where this arrogance leads, this pride leads, it causes one to, or it leads one to not repent. As long as someone refuses to repent, he has no hope of escaping the punishment for the iniquity that he has committed, as God determined for that punishment, for that judgment. In verse 6 says, "By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil." The way to avoid the punishment that comes from sin is to follow after loving kindness and truth. By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for. Now, this is not to take away from the atonement of Christ and his death on the cross. He made atonement for our sins. That is how all of this is possible. But it's by following after loving kindness and truth, we are able to take advantage of that sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for us. We're looking back to that. The wise man, that would have been in his future as he was writing these words. We're looking back to that. But this is how we are able to take advantage of it. And when he talks about the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord keeps one from evil, because we will recognize that there is a future judgment where God will, as chapter 24 and verse 12 says, render to man according to his work. Now, as we know this, then we fear God, we're going to avoid sin and do what is right so that we can be prepared to face the Lord in judgment. The one who does not fear God, and because he does not fear God and does not fear judgment, he's going to practice all sorts of iniquity. He will not have his sins atoned for, and he will progress further and further into sin. But the one who fears God, he is the one who keeps away from evil. Then the final verse we're going to look at in this passage, verse 7 of chapter 16. "When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." There is a peace that comes from following after the Lord. Now, this does not always mean that a godly man's enemies are going to have a change of heart, that as long as we serve God, that, well, no one is going to oppose us. Instead, what it means is that by following the ways of God, we might either have a positive influence on others so that they desire to live in peace with us, or as we walk in wisdom, the wicked men will find little reason to attack us or rally others against us. So following after divine wisdom helps lead to peace with others, generally speaking. So as we think about what the wise man is saying here, we have decisions to make in this life. We have free will. We are going to decide what we will do. We have our own thoughts. We have our own motivations. But we have to commit our works to the Lord. We have to submit to him in all things. And the reason why we do that is because we are held accountable by God. He is the one who will judge us. The wicked will not go unpunished. But by following God, we can have our sins atoned for. we can be pleasing to the Lord and have all of our ways established. And so as we think about what we are going to do in this life and the choices that we make, we need to be sure we're following God. We need to be sure that we're submitting to His will and not doing just whatever pleases us, not doing what the world wants us to do, but pleasing the Lord and walking after the truth and walking according to the truth and following the wisdom that comes from above.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
If you found this lesson to be helpful or any of the episodes in this season, you may want to check out the book, My Son, Hear My Words, Notes on Proverbs. This is not a traditional commentary, but is more of a topical commentary that I wrote on the book of Proverbs. There's a link in the show notes along with a coupon code that's good for $5 off the price of the book, along with free shipping. Also, this material on Proverbs is available as a study guide for use in Bible classes. It is one of a few workbooks published as Plain Bible Study Guides. There are workbooks available, in addition to Proverbs, on Ecclesiastes, Leviticus, and the Gospel of John. And there's a link in the show notes if you want to check those out as well. This episode concludes Season 11 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope the lessons that we've gone through in this season on the book of Proverbs have been helpful. I appreciate you listening and taking time to consider these lessons. We're going to be taking a break, and then Season 12 will begin, Lord willing, on January 15th. Now, as we look ahead to that season, what we're going to be doing is focusing on what Peter wrote about in 2 Peter chapter 1 about adding to our faith. And so when we begin that season in mid-January, that's what we're going to be talking about. But during the break, we're not going to be absent. We're going to be posting episodes each week. And so each week, rather than the regular episodes, we're going to have sermons being posted. So you can stay tuned to listen to those each week. So until next time, I hope you have a great week.